Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Circus called the campaign circus. You have moderate terrorists in the Democrat Party. You've got moderate terrorists on CNN who are getting away with virtual character murder by focusing not on the rape, not on the murders, not on the bombings, but on the touching of the arm of a fake reporter. And this shows you why America hates the media and why America hates the political class. And I would be remiss not to discuss this issue because it's the biggest issue, political issue right now. Not so much for what was done or not done. Corey prosecutor outed as Hillary supporter. We'll talk about that. We knew he was a Democrat. We knew it's all political. The same Florida that has crucified other conservatives for rather minor issues is doing it now. And what's odd here, this is really odd to me, is that you see mercenary conservatives joining the liberals in screaming that Trump's man should be fired without a trial. Mercenary, opportunistic conservatives hiding behind the shroud of holier than thou, screaming that this guy should be fired, that he's guilty before a trial, just like the Soviets, that they really are. And so I want to take the story on from the beginning. What is the big story? The average person in the street doesn't listen to talk radio. The average person in the street doesn't know who Corey Lewandowski is. The average person doesn't know what happened and what's going on. But I think that the listeners to talk radio do, and they want to know more about the story. And so we dug deeper. I am paid for one reason only. And the reason that this show is soaring, and the reason the New York Times chose to make me the leader of talk radio and no one else, just note that down. The reason that article that came out yesterday in the New York Times about the power of talk radio in shaping the election, the reason you're not reading about it on any of the blogs is because I'm not a member of the cartel. They are stunned that I was featured and no one else was featured. And as a result, the cartel of talk radio is making believe the article didn't occur. And so the big story today, from the point of view of intelligence, is what about the crimes and misdemeanors of Hillary Clinton? What about the crimes and misdemeanors of Bernie Sanders, his connections to communist front groups through his entire career? Why are these issues not being discussed by the chorus boy of CNN? Anderson Cooper, a glorified chorus boy. And now he's a reporter? And he's making this the big issue instead of Hillary's scandals? Every day Hillary is closer to being indicted for putting the entire nation's national security at risk. No coverage by the chorus boy. Bernie Sanders' deep connections to communist front groups going back decades. No coverage by the chorus boy, not a word. But Trump's campaign manager brushes a reporter's arm to keep her from touching the candidate, and the Secret Service didn't stop her. They warned her twice. And by the way, we have some information that you haven't read anywhere yet. If you look at the video, you can see that the campaign guy, Lewandowski, actually saved this reporter from possible arrest by the Secret Service. Because had she gone up and touched Trump in any way, they could have had her arrested for violating Secret Service protocol, which I have for you in the law. U.S. 18 U.S. Code number 1752 is there. Knowingly and with the intent to impede or disrupt the orderly conduct of government business or official functions, engages in disorderly or disruptive conduct in or within such proximity to any restricted building or grounds when or so that such conduct in fact impedes or disrupts the orderly conduct of government business or official functions. I'll go on later. She violated 18 U.S. Code 1752. And if there was a Republican prosecutor in Florida, this reporter would be in jail right now. And Lewandowski would be seen as a man who simply did his job in protecting his candidate. And I want you to understand something here. Turnabout is fair play. Why you Democrats don't understand this is shocking to me. Do you realize that if you let this little reporter girl, this Lois Lane, get away with this and turn the campaign manager into the bad guy, this means that downstream someone could approach Hillary Clinton with a pen in their hand and go right up to her with a pen in their hand. Is that what you want? Do you want to change the rules of engagement so that a terrorist who looks like a reporter can go up to Hillary Clinton with a pen in her hand and possibly cause her harm? I hope not. And I'll remind you of something else. I have a very good memory, probably perhaps the best memory in the history of talk radio, because I have a background as a scholar. And let me tell you something. Many years ago, during Iraq One, we had allies in Iraq in the Northern Alliance. And one of the men in the Northern Alliance, an Iraqi, a freedom fighter, a real one, who was fighting these vermin, was hiding with his men. He was a great guy, a great hero, a great warrior, a great guerrilla fighter. He was our ally. He was holed up in his bunkers, as he had to be, and he knew there were enemies everywhere who wanted to kill him. And take a guess what happened. A fake reporter showed up with a fake camera in which there was a bomb, and the fake reporter set off the charge and blew everyone up in that cave or that bunker, killing our ally in the Northern Alliance, including killing himself in a suicide attack. We're living in very dangerous times. I don't care if this chick thinks she's Lois Lane. She belongs in jail. Now, I could ask you the question. I know many of you are warped. And what's interesting to me is how many of you think that you're conservatives and stand for God, truth, and the American way, and you're taking the side of the Soviets. You're on the side of the Hillary Clinton prosecutor. You're on the side of the Soviet Union in condemning Lewandowski without a trial. So who, doesn't that tell you more about you than it does about him? You already condemned him. You said he should be in jail. You're saying he's an evil guy. You're just like the Soviets. J'accuse! And simply by accusing, he's guilty? That's who you've become? All you conservatives all of a sudden? And so I'll ask you today, as I go into the details, should Trump fire his campaign manager, Mr. Lewandowski, or should the reporter be arrested? And a number two question is, why do you think the New York Times article about the power of talk radio featuring Michael Savage as the leader of talk radio is not being blogged, discussed on radio or television? I think you pretty much know the answer to the second, but I don't know if you know the answer to the first. Hillary Clinton is closer every day to being indicted for putting an entire nation at risk. No coverage by the fraternity boys and the fraternity girls. The sorority won't cover it. The fraternity won't cover it. But a campaign manager touches a reporter, suddenly it's a national crisis. And what's peculiar about it all is that although it's a national crisis, people who pose as conservatives, in fact holding themselves up as the JC and the Pope of conservatives, are on the side of the communist liberals, Soviets. It's amazing to me how dumb the audience really is in this country. I watched the videotape. Why are we not talking about the election itself and the ideas of the candidates, since this election will change the course of America forever or destroy us forever? We're living in a new world. How is it that these contenders and their ideas are not being talked about? The country is in shambles under Obama. Oh, I know the rich have never been richer, and thank God I'm not a member of the poor class. I'm not one of those in radio who has a G6 and makes believe I'm poor. I'm not one of those in talk radio who has a beachfront estate and makes believe I'm Joe Sixpack. I'm not a poor man, but there are a lot of poor people out there. I don't identify with the poor, even though I was poor. I've been everything you can imagine. Busboy, factory worker. I don't have to go down the list. It's not that I'm this or I'm that. I just know what reality is, and I know that the country is hurting. But I don't identify with the poor and say I'm one of the poor, because I'm not, any more than Trump is. Have you heard Trump get up there and say he's poor? Has Trump disguised his 757 and turned it into Bernie's broken Volkswagen? No, he's got it, he worked for it, and he flaunts it. But he doesn't pretend he's poor. Does Trump make believe he's one of the working poor, one of the blue collar? No. Then why did the blue collar like him? I'll let you figure that out. Why doesn't the blue collar trust Ted Cruz? You know, that's an interesting question. Why is it that the blue collar worker, and I'll specifically say the white guy who generally has given up on voting, the union worker, if you want to put it that way, who's taken himself out of the system because he's so disgusted with both parties, why does he feel that Trump will represent his interests better than Ted Cruz? That's an interesting question unto itself. And it's something that's worth talking about, which I will do maybe later and maybe another day. But I think we need to talk about the fact that the prosecutor in this case is a diehard left-wing fanatic who went to Harvard, the guy in Florida, who brought the charges against Trump's campaign manager. It's a huge story. It's about media cowardice, and it's about the bias of the legal system. And I direct you to an article in today's WorldNet Daily by Jerome Corsi. He broke the story that the Florida prosecutor, who brought battery charges against Trump's campaign manager, supports Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. Isn't it odd that he's being joined by so-called conservatives? How is that possible? The guy hasn't been tried yet, yet he's been condemned already by all the fair-minded, liberty-loving conservatives. An article published by the Palm Beach Post on November 17, 2015, has been circulating since Tuesday evening because it lists Palm Beach County State Attorney Dave Arenberg. Dave Arenberg, red diaper doper baby, no doubt, as a member of the Florida Leadership Council, which was established by the Demon Cat Party to promote Hillary Clinton's presidential candidacy. The article states that Palm Beach County State Attorney David Arenberg and tax collector Ann Gannon, quote, are also part of Clinton's Florida team. Did you hear this? That doesn't bother you? Mike Cernovich, writing Tuesday in the blog DangerInPlay.com, cited the Palm Beach Post article in arguing the charges against Trump's campaign manager were politically motivated. He contended, quote, there was no assault because reporter, whatever her name was heading towards Trump and was brushed away due to security concerns, unquote. Palm Beach County State Attorney Dave Arenberg's office hasn't yet weighed in on what it will do, Bob McGovern reported in the Boston Herald on Wednesday. Quote, that's probably because this high-profile case will be tough to prove in court. In Florida, listen carefully, all of you demons out there, all of you pseudo-Democrats. In Florida, you have to show that Lewandowski actually and intentionally touched Fields against her will. Quote, McGovern wrote that the ball is in Arenberg's court now. And even though he's a well-known Hillary Clinton supporter, those who know Arenberg's office say there is little reason to believe he'll try to score political points by throwing the book at Lewandowski. That's a laugh. Of course he will. Of course he will. Now, let's see if we can learn a little bit more about Mr. Arenberg. Who is Mr. Arenberg? The prosecutor. Arenberg was elected state attorney for the 15th Judicial Circuit in November 2012. He's a former assistant attorney general, a White House fellow, and a Florida state senator. Very ambitious young man. Very ambitious young man. We learned that Dave Arenberg was born in Miami. The Palm Beach County website continues. He attended public schools before going on to graduate with honors from Harvard College and Harvard Law School. By the way, that's the alma mater of Ted Cruz. Isn't it Harvard Law? Believe so. Don't know if they rubbed shoulders over there. We don't know if they shared a brew now and again. After graduation, Arenberg worked in the litigation department of his large South Florida law firm. That's an oxymoron. Law firm. While also working closely with then-insurance commissioner Bill Nelson to investigate European insurance companies that refused to honor World War II-era policies sold to victims of the Holocaust. Oh, boy. Oh, don't get me started on that one. I know lawyers who were disgusted by that case. Well, anyway, you get the picture. Old Arenberg is a lifetime left-wing fanatic, deeply enmeshed in the Florida Democrat Party. He brought these false charges against the campaign manager of Donald Trump. And there's much more to the story. There's a lot to the story, and a lot of it will come out during the show. But I want your question, your answers to this question. A, should Trump fire his campaign manager, or should the reporter be arrested? And B, why do you think the New York Times article about the power of talk radio in this election featuring Michael Savage is not being blogged, discussed, or talked about on radio or TV?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO. Is a nonentity story put forward by the chorus boys in the media. It's about a reporter whose arm was touched. What a serious problem that is. You know, I have to tell you, I've been in the media 22 years. I have never seen it as low as it is today. Bob on WABC, quick comment, go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Savage. I don't think Donald Trump should fire his manager. I watched a segment on Fox News last night, and I'll tell you, Megyn Kelly was out of control. She had Newt Gingrich on and an attorney from Trump's party, from his campaign committee, and they were explaining what happened. And she almost got into an apoplectic rage. The metamorphosis of her face, she was just in a rage.
Am I right? Mad Gun Kelly, you can see her face changing. She has lost all credibility during these debates. She is soon only fitted to be on Dancing with the Stars with Obama as her tango partner.
Absolutely. She wouldn't acknowledge what they were saying. They acknowledged that he contacted her, the reporter, but there was no, she was using terms like criminal assault, battery, and...
Yeah. No, she's lost all credibility. She's become a sort of mad dog, a Mad Gun Kelly, we call her here at the Savage Studio. And as I said, as she's cut her hair and clipped it, and her face has become more and more porcine, her nose has widened as she's become more and more partisan on the side of the left. Her face is changing, sort of like the portrait of Dorian Gray, Before America, fit only for Dancing with the Stars with Obama as her tango partner. Thanks for calling, Bob.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
In the left ring, we have the chorus boys of CNN. In the right ring, we have the Dancing with the Stars, Mad Dog Kelly. And in the center ring, we have Michael Savage trying to make sense out of the lions of the media. 855-407-282 if you care to join the conversation. I mean, it is crazy, but that's what people are talking about in talk radio. That's what people are writing about in the internet. We're not talking about the real issues, of course, the real issues of the world, like how to defeat ISIS, how Obama gets away with abusing his power, how does he fly to South America with two Air Force Ones, without a comment from the chorus boy on CNN, without a comment from Dancing with the Stars, a lady with the big nose. Not one word from Fox News about the abuse of the presidency. Not one word, but this is their story, you hear? This is what gets them up in arms. But so, talk about it. Let's talk about it. WFTL in Fort Lauderdale itself. Bill, welcome to the Savage Nation. Step right up.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. I live in Palm Beach County, and I am no fan of David Ehrenberg, but I wanted to say that as of right now, only the Jupiter, Florida Police Department have filed a charge against Corey Lewandowski. And
yes, I'm fully aware of that. So let's analyze that. When did this incident occur? On what date? Do you know?
I filed any formal charge as of right now.
No, I heard you, but try to hear me. When did this alleged incident occur, this violent assault against this poor reporter? When did this occur?
It occurred a couple of weeks ago at some campaign.
Right, it occurred a couple of weeks ago. Was it on the 8th, I believe? And it took the Jupiter police almost 3 weeks to bring a case. Wouldn't you suspect that they consulted with their higher-ups? And don't you suspect that the police chief of Jupiter, Florida, a little two-horse town, is like every other police chief, always looking over his shoulder at his boss, his political boss, as they did in the Soviet Union? And wouldn't you assume, therefore, that this was a political decision in some part?
Well, it may be, but at this point, Lewandowski has three lawyers representing him.
No, but you're changing the subject. Your main point was that the state prosecutor, Mr. Arenberg, didn't bring the charges. It was the Jupiter police. And I have shown you that this is a very political decision by this tiny little two-horse police department.
Well, all I'm saying is there's no charge until the state attorney's office acts, and I don't believe that.
I understand that, but even the police took 3 weeks to make a decision. Why did they take 3 weeks if it was such a violent assault?
It was a hot potato.
I'm sorry, hot potatoes?
Sure.
In other words, they analyzed whether to bring the charges, the little two-horse police department in Jupiter. And so how would they analyze whether or not to bring the charges? Wouldn't they go to their party bosses, the one who makes sure the police chief gets funded, the one who makes sure the police chief moves up the line downstream? Wouldn't they go to their Democrat party bosses and ask whether or not to bring the charges? I think if you follow my line of reasoning, you have to conclude this is a purely political charge from the beginning to the end. That's all. 855-407-2822. WABC, Frank, line 8. I know you want to talk about it. I'm listening. Go ahead, please.
It's really simple. How come there's no accountability for people making false claims? How come there's no accountability for people who exaggerate, and for political purposes or whatever? It doesn't matter what the purpose is. They just outright...
I understand. In an age when so many women are really abused badly by bad men, how they could turn this thing into something it's not is an embarrassment, because it's going to weaken every woman's claim about true domestic abuse after this. No one's going to, in other words, any woman's going to bring a charge from now on where you can't actually see the bruises on her body is going to not be believed. Do you know that because of this woman?
No, you said that she belongs Dancing with the Stars. She belongs on Ricky Lake. She's going to be next Ricky Lake.
No, I don't know who Ricky Lake is, but okay. Thank you very much for the suggestion. No, I said Mad Gun Kelly belongs on Dancing with the Stars with Obama as her tango partner. Those are my exact words. Quite humorous, wouldn't you say? WABC, Mike, you don't agree with any of this. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, you cannot leave marks on another human being and then just try to brush that under the rug. You cannot.
Fine. That's true. But what if this person was threatening your candidate and the Secret Service failed to act? I think Corey Lewandowski did her a favor, because if he had not stepped in, the Secret Service might have thrown her to the floor and arrested her.
If they were going to do anything, they would have done it. If they felt there was...
No, they didn't. The guy was a dummy. The Secret Service agent was a dummy like a log. The guy didn't even see her coming. He failed. He failed, Mr. Trump, by the way. What if a Syrian reporter showed up with a pen in her hand, and the pen was in fact a pen bomb, and the Secret Service agent did nothing? Would you say he did his job?
But Dr. Savage, they all have pens in their hands. This is an innocuous.
Who all has pens in their hands? Who all has pens in their hands?
Reporters, bloggers.
Okay, I get it. And you're telling me therefore that a person could not fake being a reporter with a pen in their hand, and it's really a weapon? The Secret Service has a specific task. It's to create a cordon around the presidential candidate, whether it be Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. And if someone approaches them with an object in their hand, the Secret Service agent is not supposed to let that person touch the candidate. Do we agree on that, at least?
We agree on that.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. But you're going over your own words. We agree on that. So why did the Secret Service agent fail to act?
Because they didn't have an actual threat. They act when they see threats, like 2 weeks ago when they saw that.
Wait, no, don't change the subject. So you wouldn't see it as a threat if you were in a public location and you're a public figure, and a public figure who has been threatened with death by El Chapo, by ISIS, and others. You wouldn't see this as a threat, some unknown girl reporter showing up with an object in her hand. You wouldn't see that as a threat that you should brush away if you're working for the Secret Service?
Her credentials are checked upon entering the event.
What credentials? She has no credentials. What credentials did she have? This is the same woman who claimed the NYPD threw her to the ground while she jumped into the Occupy movement. She's a troublemaker. She's a troublemaker who is trying to claw her way into the media. And by the way, she's just been rewarded by Roger Ailes I think he's hired her for the chorus line, where she belongs. She's exactly on the same level as the other Manalo wearers. I think he had an extra pair of pumps in the back room that fit her perfectly, just waiting for Cinderella. And a pair of false fingernails and false eyelashes to go along with the false credentials. Breitbart reporter. You hear? Some credentials, that is. Breitbart reporter. All of a sudden, she's a credentialed reporter. 3 weeks ago, if you had said anyone from Breitbart was a reporter, anyone in the media would have sneered at you. Now, all of a sudden, oh, she was a legitimate reporter. 3 weeks ago, they would have sneered at Breitbart reporter. You hear? Now, all of a sudden, she's legitimate. She's on a level of the New York Times already. It's all political. Wake up to what this is. And it's not even about her. It's not about Trump. It's not about Lewandowski. This is the bigger picture, which we shouldn't lose the forest for the trees, as they say in Brooklyn. The fact of the matter is, if you let this kid, this child reporter, get away with this, it means that anyone can now approach Hillary Clinton or Bernie with impunity, because they'll be afraid that if, well, the Secret Service will be stop them. The Secret Service could lose his job if a Secret Service agent put his hand on a person who has a pen in their hand, and it turns out they're a legitimate reporter for the Daily Rag, that Secret Service agent could risk losing his job or her job. So therefore, after this, anyone with a pen could walk up to Bernie or Hillary. Is that what you want? Don't you see the bigger picture? Yeah, I'm partisan. I admit it. I want to see Trump as president because I think he can save the country. And I think he's the only one who has the guts to stand up to the vermin who have destroyed us from within and without. I think he's the only one who can wind up putting the Obamaite criminals in prison for what they've done to this country. And that's why everyone's working against him. But let's put that aside. I said I've shown you my bias. I'm very clear about it. But there's a bigger picture involved. I don't know how you don't see the bigger picture. If you let this kid reporter, this girl reporter who has a history of making herself the story, who has a history of accusing everyone around her of assaulting her, as she did with the NYPD. And by the way, who do you believe, the NYPD or the girl reporter from Breitbart? And by the way, do you know how long she worked for Breitbart? Does anyone know this story? I'll give you a little hint. No one's going to believe what I'm about to disclose on the Savage Nation, because it's not come out yet. But you see, I have my sources. I have my sources. And what I'm about to tell you has not been reported anywhere. Does anyone listening to this program know how long that kid reporter from Breitbart was at Breitbart? Robert, do you know the answer to that? And the second question is, do you know who financially supports Breitbart in a large amount? I want those questions to settle in and go into your dura mater. And when I return, we will talk about two things. How long this girl reporter worked for Breitbart before she made herself the center of attention, as she did with the NYPD. And two, who was a principal supporter of Breitbart financially? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUICO. All right, so we're looking at the neophyte so-called reporter who made herself the center of attention, trying to bring down a giant by touching the giant's campaign manager. And then having the campaign manager basically grab her hand and push her away. And now suddenly she's so important that she's so injured, just so injured. How long has she actually been with Breitbart News? And where'd she come from? Well, for one, she has a very minimal background in the intellectual department. Poli-sci degree, you know what that's worth. Poli-sci degree, she worked for Breitbart News since November of 2015. Which gives her all of 5 months on the job. That's number one. You say, well, that's neither here nor there. She could have been there 5 minutes. That doesn't mean that she wasn't injured. Okay, I understand that, but I'm giving you a little background. So 5 months on the job, poli-sci degree, no science background, no integrity so far as I can tell, no objectivity so far as I can tell, a trollop along the lines of all the rest of them in the media looking to make themselves important and make themselves part of the story, which, by the way, is a violation of journalistic standards. But I wouldn't want to bore you with any of that. Now, the next thing we have to look at is, who is it who funds Breitbart, who pushed her on to the Breitbart team. Because to the credit of the managing editor, Steve Bannon, who's, I think, a very fine man, by the way, Steve fired her after this incident. He also fired a slimy lawyer who worked for him, who I have some stories about. One day I will tell you, you'll never believe. The slimeball lawyer who was thrown out of Breitbart has done some of the most terrible things you could ever imagine and poses as a conservative. You'll hear one day and you'll find out exactly who these people really are. But nevertheless, this girl reporter was thrown out by Breitbart after this incident for making herself part of the story, which is a violation of journalistic protocols and a degradation of Breitbart's attempt to break into the mainstream, incidentally. They knew she was a wild card. She was not reliable. She was a little hysterical. She was always throwing herself in the middle of a story. She did it with the NYPD. Now she did it again. You get the picture, okay? But now who is it who sends a ton of money Breitbart's way and insisted that they hire her? Well, the shadow knows, but the shadow is not going to tell you right now. The shadow is going to do one more fact check, either before the show is over or before the week is over, and you're going to find out something that could be a blockbuster for everyone listening to the show, because your hair will stand up if what I have been told turns out to be 100% true. Phone number is 855-400-7282. We're talking about that. We're talking about other topics. Let's go to Alex on WMAC in Georgia. Alex, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, they're never going to report on you being the leader of the pack because you're not bound by all the elites and all the other so-called influential people. You tell the truth, and you're not in the clique, but that's a wonderful thing. And there's a lot of parallels, good parallels, between you and Trump. That's why.
That's right. That's 100% why they hate Trump and hate me. That's 100% right. That's 1,000% right. Because Trump is not part of the cartel. So they hate him, they distrust him, they fear him. Now, here's a major article comes out in the New York Times yesterday on the power of talk radio and its influence on this election. And because Michael Savage was the featured individual with my photograph being most prominent, it suddenly doesn't exist. If the New York Times even burps a story about others in talk radio, it is trumpeted as great news on 1,000 sites. You know that and I know that. But I'm not here to complain. Not at all. I'm very happy with the story. I think it was fair, and I thank you for your commentary. The only thing I wish I had done was ask the reporter permission to record our actual interview, because it was very detailed, and I thought it was very good, and I wish I had recorded it, but I wasn't thinking. I'm not that calculating. So be it. He did a fair job, not a great job, but I don't think he went out of his way to damage my credibility. And I whatever it is, that's all. 855-407. What are the other topics I'm going to talk about today? Let's see. Ted Cruz steps in and shows what a lowlife he is. Instead of taking the high road, Ted Cruz takes the low road, which is the only road he knows. And he says, of course I would fire Trump, campaign manager. That's before the campaign manager was found guilty. A guy you want to be president? A man you would vote for president shows he has no credibility and no integrity whatsoever? He says, oh, of course I would fire her. But the man hasn't been found guilty yet. So who has more character here? Cruz, who says, of course I would fire the campaign manager before a trial? Or Donald Trump, who says, I'm not going to fire him until the guy's a good guy. I'm not going to destroy his life. Let there be a trial. Who? Doesn't it show you the difference between the two men and their reaction to this story? Of course a coward like this guy, the Cuban Canadian, would fire the Trump campaign manager because he has no integrity. He's a classic government bureaucrat. He's a senator. He's an insider. This is how they operate. He has no character whatsoever. Trump comes from the business world, and frankly, I must say, the street.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. We'll be right back. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I'm a loyal person. I'm going to be loyal to the country. I'm going to be loyal to Wisconsin. We have to tell it like it is. It would be so easy for me to terminate this man, ruin his life, ruin his family. He's got four beautiful children in New Hampshire, ruin his whole everything, and say you're fired, okay? I fired many people, especially on The Apprentice. I stick up for people, and I don't want to ruin somebody's life.
So there's a man with character. Wouldn't you wish you had a boss who, if you were accused of something, and probably a false accusation at that, or let's say too close a call to even know whether you were really guilty in a court of law, wouldn't you wish you had a boss who said, I'm not firing him until, or I'm not firing her, until this is adjudicated? Or would you rather have Ted Cruz as a boss who says, do we have the sound of Ted Cruz, Robert? Listen to what your other boss would do to you if it was Ted Cruz. Is that who you want running America?
Donald Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, charged today with simple battery. If he was your campaign manager, would you ask him to resign?
Of course. Look, it shouldn't be complicated that members of the campaign staff.
Here's your answer. One has character, one doesn't. One would throw you overboard, one wouldn't. The Cuban-Canadian, by the way, if you look into it, you're not going to believe what I'm about to disclose to you. Here it is. I said I wouldn't do it right. No, I'm going to hold it off. Who funds Breitbart? Should I do it now or later? And I'll build them up. I want them, their hearts to pound. Because it's right in front of me. And when I disclose to you who is funding Breitbart and who planted this girl reporter there to set this whole thing up, you'll shake your head and say, I can't believe it goes this deep. I cannot believe this guy is this slimy. My friends, we should be talking about other things. Trump says, no, I don't want to ruin a man's life. The other one says, I throw him overboard without a trial. Is that who you want to be your president? Someone to throw you overboard without a trial? Robert, honestly, I mean, you don't even have to be a Republican or a Democrat to understand the difference between characters here. Cruz has no character. None whatsoever. He's shown himself to be the phony that I've known him to be from the get-go. Trump, on the other hand, the reason he's resonating with guys with so-called blue collars is because he actually has integrity like the average man does. By the way, at least that's how I see it. KLIF, Dallas, Robin, go ahead. Your opinion, please. What's your call here? You're Casey Stengel. Who's out? Who's in?
Well, since they came out with that new, you know, Trump release and the police release, the new thing, I went back and I listened to the audio and I did a measurement. And Corey made contact with her for all of a third of a second. That is not very long. She also, her bruises on her arms, from that picture you can see that he grabbed her elbow to upper arm, and her bruises are down by her wrist. They're on her forearm. And they're old, they're the wrong color, and she had a heavy jacket, a heavy suit jacket on. So how in, you know the body well, Dr. Savage, how could you bruise someone by grabbing their sleeve for not even a third of a second with a jacket, a thick suit jacket on?
Well, I want to correct you for 1 second. I do not know her body well. I want to make that very clear. I'm joking. Come on, I just needed to leaven it up a bit. No, I don't know her body well, but you make a good point. So the third of a second that the press secretary brushes her aside, in other words, to keep her away from Donald Trump, was on her upper arm, and now she's showing bruises on her forearm. Is that what you're saying?
Look it up. The picture, the tweet that she sent out, it shows her.
Well, I got news for you. If this comes out in a court of law, this girl could wind up in prison. If she's making false claims and the lawyers are good enough, she could wind up in prison for false accusations.
And the other thing is,
we don't need the equivalent of a Salem witch trial here on Donald Trump's campaign manager, do we? Why would you want a Salem witch trial on a guy like this who simply did his job? He didn't run out of his way to hurt a reporter, by the way. And incidentally, he didn't even know what she was going to ask. He didn't know she was conservative. He didn't know she was liberal. He didn't try to interfere with her great sacred reporter's job, as the media is trying to show. Suddenly she's a reporter without borders, a really brave woman. That's not the issue.
Me, thank you.
Now, where did you get, Robin, where did you get all your information from about the bruising? Where'd you find all of this?
Well, she had tweeted out the bruising thing. She had tweeted out a picture, and she said, oh, yeah, you know, how did I get this? You know, if he didn't touch me, how did these bruises happen? Well, the problem.
Well, her first statement was that he threw her to the, almost threw her to the floor. Then when the video came out of the incident, which she did not know existed, she changed her story.
Yeah, and Megyn Kelly won't play the audio where he says, excuse me, thank you. I mean, he says, excuse me, thank you. That happens in...
Would you please refer to her as Mad Gun Kelly from now on, please? We don't call her by her original name.
Mad Gun Kelly, yes, okay.
Mad Gun Kelly, who has lost all credibility during these debates. She's shown herself for what she really is, just like this girl. And the only thing she's fit for is to be on Dancing with the Stars with Obama as her tango partner. But please refer to Mad Gun Kelly by her proper name. And I thank you for elucidating the audience, Robin, from KLIF in Dallas. I didn't think this would go for another hour, but people won't let it go. I mean, the media cowards are overwhelming. When you see a guy like this, Anderson Cooper, blowing it up, this guy was always a lightweight. He was always a chorus boy. Chorus boy disguised as a reporter. This is what he's focused on, not the industrial scale rapes of little girls by ISIS. That doesn't impress him. This is what bothers him. I don't think I should hold this story any longer because I think you need to hear it. Now, the source of this article is Politico. Is Politico a conservative or liberal outlet? Robert, it's liberal. Politico is liberal, a liberal outfit. Are you ready to find out who is funding Breitbart.com, or partly funding them, and who advised them to hire the girl reporter who has caused this stir? Here it is. 7/10/15, July 10th, 2015, has reported how Breitbart.com, partly funded by a top Ted Cruz donor, became the Texas senator's media lifeline. Oh, you didn't know about that? Here's the article. Ted Cruz has a media strategy. It's called Breitbart.com. The Texas senator is firmly ensconced in the middle of the Republican presidential primary pack, but you wouldn't be able to tell from Breitbart.com. From Rita Polls and the conservative website's near cheerleading coverage of the Texas senator to donor connections behind the scenes, Cruz likely has the Republican presidential field's deepest relationship with the Breitbart machine, a relationship he's seeking to parlay into more energized grassroots support. Breitbart.com, almost all of them conservative firebrands, the listeners, is funded. You better hold on to your seat because you never heard this anywhere else. My heart's actually pounding. I'm afraid for myself right now. The story is so hot. Are you listening? Are you ready, both of you, on the Trump side and on the Cruz side? Because once you hear this, you're never going to be the same after this. Breitbart.com is funded in part by New York hedge fund manager Robert Mercer, whose family is bankrolling a pro-Cruz super PAC, as well as a political data company called Cambridge Analytica that is working with Cruz's presidential campaign. Breitbart.com insists it's independent. You haven't seen anything about Michael Savage on Breitbart, have you? Breitbart.com insists it's independent, though proudly conservative, and attributes its often favorable assessment of Cruz to the fact that his independent brand of conservatism is appealing to its readers. But no one disputes the site's enthusiasm for Cruz. The night before his campaign announcement, Cruz invited a Breitbart reporter to spend one-on-one time with him and his family, an item deemed an exclusive, with photos of the potential first family, quote-unquote, as they got ready for bed. A recent story about an AP photo that appeared to position a gun at the senator's head stated that while a Democrat would be incredibly offended by the image, Cruz's feelings won't get hurt, quote-unquote, he's a big boy. Well, I could go on and on. There's more to the story. I'm going to post it for you on michaelsavage.com the minute that I get to my break. But I think you should understand how deep the dirty tricks are. The dirty tricks are overwhelming here. But now that you've learned what you just learned, has your opinion changed? Do you think it makes a difference? that Breitbart.com is funded in part by New York hedge fund manager Robert Mercer, whose family is also bankrolling a pro-Cruz super PAC, as well as a political data company called Cambridge Analytica that is working with Cruz's presidential campaign. Does that not help you understand where this girl came from and what it means for this story? I think that you should really think about the facts before you repeat what you thought yesterday. Christian on KSFO, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I love it. What I thought yesterday has definitely changed, Michael, and I give you the credit for it. I've been back and forth on on Cruz and Trump since the beginning. I was a Cruz supporter, and now I am definitely a Trump supporter. And I said,
but wait, hold it. On what basis did you change your opinion?
Well, it changed today. So the fleas and the slut and the political tricks are coming out of Cruz.
Are you offended by the fact that Cruz, without a trial, says he would throw the campaign manager overboard, while Trump says he's not going to destroy this man's life without proof? Doesn't it show the difference in character between the two men?
Alan Dershowitz was my teacher at Harvard Law, and I respected Cruz because he said he was the brightest student he ever had. But this is not characteristic of a lawyer. It's characteristic of a dirty politician. A lawyer would at least wait till the court makes a decision.
All right, well, fine. So you went to Harvard Law. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Do you actually practice law today?
No, I've gotten out. I'm an author now and a minister, but I did.
I'm sorry. I just started to laugh. I got a pain in my back. No, that's a separate story unto itself, which are the legions of people who have great law degrees who are leaving the law because it's such a difficult field in the way it's practiced today. I got to tell you before I take a cut here, I spent almost $1 million in a case. I won at the level of the AAA with three arbitrators. It cost me a fortune. The guy then took it to the district judge. She threw the case out in my favor. He then appealed it to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, a liberal court. They found in my favor. The guy then took it to the Supreme Court. They found it in my favor. I still have not collected one dime of the millions of dollars he took from me, nor any of my tape recordings, which go back 15 years and are worth a fortune. What does that tell you about the legal system that we have?
White-collar criminals get away with murder in this country.
It's why people love the movie The Godfather. Thank you very much. Where is Don Corleone now that we need him? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. Well, in case you missed it, my friends, what you heard on the Savage Nation today is new information regarding the connection between the girl reporter, Breitbart, and Ted Cruz. This tempest in a teapot, which has now become a major campaign issue because of the chorus boy on CNN and others, has very deep connections to the dirty tricks that American politics are known for. But in this case, all the dirty tricks are coming from the Ted Cruz campaign. And what I disclosed to you today, no, you don't know and you didn't know. No, it's not old news. No, it isn't old news. No, you didn't hear it on any other show. No, you didn't read it anywhere else. No, you didn't know it. Don't pretend it's old and you know it. There's a reason everyone's turning to the Savage Nation for truth and information. There's a reason the show is exploding as the leading drive-time talk show in the United States of America. What I'm telling you is something that, if you're even on the Democrat side, should blow your mind in the parlance of the 1960s. And that is this. I gave you one story from Politico, and I gave you the citation as we do in science. Here's another one. Hedge fund magnate backing Cruz is major investor in Breitbart News Network. Dylan Byers, Politico, April 13, 2015. No, you didn't hear about it before. The Long Island-based hedge fund magnate who was helping bankroll Senator Ted Cruz's campaign for the Republican nomination is also one of the top investors in the Breitbart News Network. Robert Mercer, the co-CEO of hedge fund Renaissance Technologies, is the main donor behind a network of pro-Cruz super PACs that have raised at least $32 million to date. according to a recent New York Times report. Mercer has spent more than $15 million on conservative political campaigns and causes since 2012. Mercer is also one of the most generous backers for Breitbart News Network, a group of right-wing news and opinion site that command considerable influence among the conservative base. Well, that would be true if they were fair, but they're not fair. They never have been. You'll notice that I, as a leader, am never mentioned by Breitbart. How fair does that make them? How objective does that make the Breitbart gang? Well, nevertheless, you understand they're biased, as are all news outlets, and they're entitled to their bias, as am I. But what they're not entitled to do is put a set-up reporter in front of Trump and then try to bring down the Trump campaign with this set-up girl reporter. I'll go on with the article. I editorialized on it with my own commentary. I hope you understand the difference. I'll read now, quoting from Politico. Breitbart's early coverage of Cruz's presidential bid has been turns effusive and critical. One recent profile portrayed Cruz as, quote, the true Washington outsider who has built, quote, a formidable operation all while sticking true to his aggressive conservatism, close quote. Well, you know that's just PR. Before joining Renaissance Technologies, Mercer worked in IBM's research center. The Times report portrayed Mercer as a reclusive, low-profile figure, intensely private. He has been described as, quote, an icy, ice-cold poker player, whose boss once jokingly called him an automaton, the Times reported. Renaissance is also coming for scrutiny. The Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations accused the firm of using complex financial structures that allowed it to underestimate how much it owed the Internal Revenue Service by $6 billion, per the New York Times report. The IRS has been investigating Renaissance for at least 6 years. Unbelievable to me. We'll have another article for you from Bloomberg, January 20th, 2016. What kind of man spends millions to elect Ted Cruz? You are learning the inside story of this nun incident, who is behind it, and how Ted Cruz is behind the dirty trick of the girl reporter who is screaming bloody murder. Right here on the Savage Nation. Be here for more or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. And we're talking about the big topic in the political world, which is which side you're on with regard to the junior reporter, if you even want to, you know, grace her with such a statement. She was dancing around from one site to the next. She got a job at Breitbart because we don't know if there's a connection to this guy Mercer, but we suspect there may be. He foisted her upon them. She has now destroyed the credibility of Breitbart.com. They're no longer trustworthy. There's a fight going on inside Breitbart.com with one side taking the side of Lewandowski and firing her, the other side taking her side and getting fired themselves. But I don't think you knew before today who it is who's funding Ted Cruz. Hedge fund magnate backing Cruz as major investor in Breitbart News Network. That is a big story. You say, well, no, people can fund what they want. Yeah, well, sure they can. But the fact that Mercer is anti-Trump and that he funds Cruz and funds this Breitbart is a big story unto itself. Bloomberg, January 20, 2016. What kind of man spends millions, they asked, to elect Ted Cruz? Zachary Mitter, Bloomberg, January 20, 2016. Beginning around the time of the Robinson's race, Mercer has put at least $32 million behind conservative candidates for office, including $11 million for a group supporting Texas Senator Ted Cruz's campaign. So far, Mercer is the biggest single donor in the race. Working with his daughter, Rebecca, he spent tens of millions more to advance a conservative agenda, investing in think tanks such as the Heritage Foundation. I wonder why I've never been invited to give a speech there, even though I've been a leader for 22 years in conservative writings and broadcasting. Well, because they're in the tank for the Republican Party. And now you see the connections between this hedge fund guy, the Republican candidate of choice that the party wants, who is Cruz, the Heritage Foundation, and Breitbart. They're all connected now. So listen to this one. He invested $10 million in Breitbart when it was struggling in 2011, according to a person with knowledge of the transaction. Since then, its audience has exploded. So he gave him $10 million bucks in 2011. Good. They can get money wherever they want. But, you know, with money comes influence. And they can pretty much call the shots at any organization that they fund. He's a brilliant guy. Listen, this guy, Robert Mercer, is a brilliant man. He's got a PhD from a great university. He's a brilliant guy. Everything you see about him. Bachelor's in physics and mathematics. Got his PhD in computer science from the University of Illinois. In 2014, he received the Association for Computational Linguistics Lifetime Achievement Award. He's a brilliant man. He developed speech recognition programs at IBM. He's a genius. And as a genius, he's invested a lot of his money in the Heritage Foundation, which is an arm of the Republican Party, and the media outlet of Breitbart.com, which now is an arm of the Republican Party, under the guise of being an independent arm. That's all. What more do you need to know that this guy Mercer, this brilliant donor, has also given money to guys like the one who's always trying to run for something and never can. The guy with the mustache who looks like a walrus, who used to work for Bush. He's been out of work for years as a foreign policy guy. Every other day he's on Fox News with the walrus mustache calling for war against Russia. I don't remember his name. I'm trying to. I really am struggling. Yeah, Bolton. The walrus. The little walrus. It looks more like a seal. Every other day he's on Fox News calling for atomic bombs on Russia. That's his whole idea about foreign policy is bomb Russia. So does this change your mind at all? I think the biggest story is the Politico story. Ted Cruz's secret weapon, Breitbart.com. This is a huge story, my friends. And you really have to catch up with the facts before you continue with your opinion. But I want to go back to something much simpler for the average listener. What's the story about? Trump's campaign manager brushes aside a reporter who rushes the candidate. Secret Service fails, doesn't stop her. Stands there like a dummy, like Dick Tracy. She gets close to the candidate with an object in her hand. You say, well, come on, everyone knows it was just a pen. No, not everyone knows anything. No one knows her from a hole in the wall. She could have been a terrorist. She could have been anything. The rules are simply clear. You don't break through the Secret Service cordon sanitaire. If you do, you're subject to, I would say the Secret Service could have taken her down or grabbed her arm or something. They didn't do anything. It's not that they knowingly wanted her to hurt Trump or get near him. They were asleep at the switch, as usual. There's your government at work. So Corey Lewandowski, by the way, who's a former state trooper in the state of New Hampshire. Did you know that about him? He's a cop. You didn't know that. That Trump's campaign manager is a former state trooper. Who are some of the best police in the country, by the way. California Highway Patrol are the elite of the police in California. They're the greatest. New York State Troopers, the best. They always were. You look at state troopers, they're always on another level. I'm not knocking anyone else, but everyone knows they're pretty good. So the guy's an athletic guy, tall, strong, very muscular. He sees this woman, approaches candidate. He sees the Secret Service did nothing, and in the blink of an eye, he jumps across and basically brushes her aside. He does what he's trained to do in executive protection. Ask anyone in executive protection what their job is to not let anyone touch the executive. Do you know that or don't you know that? I think you should know it, that even years ago, Hillary was at a campaign event with Huma Abedin. And an obese woman with short hair, clipped hair, jumped forward and tried to hug Huma Abedin or Hillary, and they pushed her away. You don't let strangers hug you when you're on a campaign trail any more than we in talk radio accept listener food. First thing I learned, second day on the job, 1994, PD said to me, we don't eat listener food. Dear Mike, we love you so much. Johnny and I baked this cake just for you. Please enjoy it. Okay, we call a bomb squad. Dear Mike, Billy and I made this wine for you up in Napa Valley. I'm sure you'll love it. Please enjoy it. From Harold. We throw it out. We have it broken and spilled down a sewer because we don't know what's in it. That's the rules of talk radio. We don't accept listener food. And the rules of the campaign trail are, or even anyone in the speaking business, including some of the great talk radio hosts, who are on the road day and night to earn as much money as they possibly can, all in the name of America, of course, and the flag, and then the whatever. They have bodyguards, don't they? Doesn't the hemorrhoid crybaby have secret former Navy SEALs? Would the hemorrhoid crybaby let anyone jump and touch him? No. You'd think, God forbid, he had hemophilia. No one could touch him. No one's allowed to touch the crybaby. He's only allowed to get on his knees and cry to Jesus in the name of Ted Cruz. But the point is a little bigger than my satire. The point is that in executive protection, the first rule is you don't let anyone touch your executive. I don't care if you're a female executive of a corporation out on the road. If you have an executive protection squad, no one gets to touch you. Same here. So she tried to touch the candidate. Secret Service failed to do their job. Lewandowski, former state trooper, jumps in and basically brushes her aside. That's all he did. Big deal. She waits 3 weeks. She consults with the higher-up Democrat authorities in Florida. And now the little tiny two-horse town of Jupiter brings charges against Lewandowski after consulting with the Democrat operatives in the state to see if they can curry favor with them and move up politically or get some funding for their department. That would be the way I'd write the novel. Okay? Don't tell me every cop is clean. Don't tell me every policeman in the United States of America is above the law. I hate people who glorify all police like they're all great. Every cop is suddenly sterling. That's like saying everyone in the Pentagon is a war hero. Okay? Let's be clear about it. Police chiefs are generally political animals. Not all bad, some are great. My police chief is the best in the country. But some are not very great. Some are just politicians waiting to become somebody inside a congressman's office or a state prosecutor's office or move out of a two-horse town and go to work in the state, capital. You don't know what people want. We live in a nation of ambition. So he waits 3 weeks, brings charges against Lewandowski. Prosecutor, turns out, is a Hillary Clinton supporter, and we're still talking about it. And then we learned today that the reporter herself, who caused all this trouble, worked for Breitbart News, which is funded by a Cruz supporter who gives millions and millions of dollars to Cruz and gave millions of dollars, $10 million to be exact, according to the New York Times, to the Breitbart organization to keep them going. Because most of these websites make no money. I don't know if you know that. With the exception of only one that I know of, all of them are broke. Did you know that? There's only one or two that make money. All the rest of them are struggling to make a dime. They need investors. I don't know if you know that. It's a very interesting story unto itself. Despite all of the love that we have for these websites, and we do love them because they provide a great service and great news or stories, whichever way you want to put it, they're not money makers. They make no money. They need sugar daddies. So here we have a hedge fund sugar daddy who supports Cruz in a big way. And the same hedge fund sugar daddy supports Breitbart News. And lo and behold, the reporter, the female reporter, who's screaming that she almost got murdered, this and that, her arm was broken, she worked for the very same Breitbart News. And by the way, speaking to the integrity of the editor-in-chief, he fired her right after this because he said she was making herself the story, which is a violation of all objective journalistic standards. He fired her. And along with her, they threw out a slimy lawyer who used to work for someone I know, one of the worst people I've ever encountered in my whole life, a weasel of the lowest order with a law degree. And go ahead, let him sue me for that, because I'd love to show you what he did to me. I'd love you to, go ahead, make my day. I'd like to publish what you put out in letters that were all false, you slimeball, you. You don't know who I'm talking about. Good, that's good. Now, what would you like to talk about? Tracy on WJR, go ahead, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, I guess the thing that's made me the angriest that I've heard on talk shows is everyone keeps saying, what if it was your mother, what if it was your daughter or your wife? The question they should be asking is, what if it was a man? If it was a man that had done exactly the same thing, nobody would be saying anything. But because she was a woman, the Secret Service let her through, and somebody else had to do their job for them. And she's playing on that fact, because if she wasn't a woman, this wouldn't be a story.
I think you make a good point. Tracy, I haven't heard that yet. You're a very good detective. You'd make a very fair prosecutor, because there'd be nothing to prosecute here. She's the one who caused the problem. See, they're twisting the story into something along the lines of Lewandowski went out of his way to hurt this poor woman. That's crazy. He didn't even know her from a hole in the wall. Would he know whether she meant was a friend or foe? How would you know that if someone's approaching your candidate and you're supposed to protect them and the Secret Service let her through? What would you do if you were him?
I would have done the same thing. I think they failed.
And by the way, any female police officer listening to this show, any female Secret Service agent listening to the show, any female in the executive protection business would have done the same thing. Okay, so this story will be over after today when we find out who's funding Breitbart, who's funding Cruz is the same. But I thank you for the call, Tracy. That's an amazing analysis. So I'm going to keep it up for a little bit. The biggest scandal here is the Secret Service failure, by the way. Because if she can get through the cordon sanitaire that they're supposed to provide for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or whoever else, they failed them. It means they're not doing their job. Isn't that a big scandal unto itself? If you were a journalist, wouldn't you say that's a story to be covering, which is the incompetence of the Secret Service agent? Yes or no? Tom, KSFO, what do you say?
My hat's off to you in gratitude as you're the one and only person that is reporting on the airwaves the failure of the Secret Service, as well as the stupidity of all of the people around Trump at that point. His campaign manager had to take matters into his own hands. He had already given a 45-minute Q&A, and it was over, and he was going out the door. However, you see Fox is reporting Corey as a thug. I cannot believe these people. They're just absolutely gone.
And who at Fox is leading the charge? Is it Mad Gun Kelly?
No, it was a little guy that's on the five. I don't
know. Who, that guy, Brett Baer, the one who looks like a chipmunk?
No, he's a little, he's a very short man. He sits with the person that's in charge.
Oh, the weaselly guy with a sweater who sits with all the girls?
That guy.
Yeah, that guy, the chick guy.
It's really quite common.
Why don't we send him a set of knitting needles and some yarn? So when he goes on with the girls, he's like the honorary girl. He used to think he was clever and funny, which he was in the beginning. They turned him into a gelding. They ought to send him some yarn and some needles. I'll be right back. Thank you, sir.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO. You know, Monday, I went on the air and I asked this question, can Trump beat the world? I said that everyone in the media government complex is against him. And he's facing the entire New World Order. That includes all of the media in the United States of America. And I don't know how much more he can take of this or if he's going to drop out or not. I mean, he could drop out after this. What they're doing to him now with the abortion thing that just happened, I'm aware of it. Another Democrat operative put him in a corner on the question about should abortion be criminalized and forced him into a corner, and he said something now. There, women are screaming about that. I have the police report of the girl reporter when it was first filed. It was just sent to me. Incident report, public copy. And it's called Battery, Simple, Touch or Strike. And listen to this. I can't believe this. Weapons, tools, hands, feet, fist, teeth. Now, I would assume that a touch goes under hands, but it looks like by this report he bit her and punched her and kicked her. What do you mean hands, feet, fist, teeth? I mean, you look at the report, it looks like a guy went attacked her with teeth and fist and then bit her and attacked her. This is the police report? Jupiter Police Department? Yeah. You know, I think we need the FBI to go into the Jupiter Police Department right now and see what other shenanigans they've been getting away with minorities down there over the years. Somebody in the Justice Department should look into the Jupiter Police Department and see if they've done things in the past that are just as suspicious as this. Hands, feet, fist, teeth. Battery simple, touch or strike. More when I return. All the news of the day on the Savage Network.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And-
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Yeah, it just shows you what an independent has to face in this world to make his way in the world. Even if you're a billionaire, they will destroy you if they can't own you and control you. Now, this just came out. It's brand new for this hour. Remember the Salem witch trial, how much we heard about it over the years, how women were falsely accused of being witches and either set on fire or put in pillories or God knows what was done to the poor women? All on the rumor that they were witches. And we all know that that was a bad time in American history. Who would think that the following female media members who have just demanded that Trump fire his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, would be the equivalent of those who prosecuted the witches, or the alleged witches, in Salem, Massachusetts? And yet they have. And here are the names. It's a hall of shame. Dana Loesch, they just held a conference. Female media members asked Trump campaign to fire Corey Lewandowski. Then they write a stupid couple of paragraphs about assault on women, blah, blah, blah. And they have to fire Lewandowski. Signed, Dana Loesch, The Blaze. You know who she is, don't you? That's Hemorrhoid. She works for Hemorrhoid. Kativ Pavlich. She works for so-called Town Hall, Fox News. Meghan McCain. A real genius, that one is. She inherited her mother's looks and her father's brains, which is why she's on Fox News. S.E. Cup. Never heard of this cup. I could just imagine this one's a Lachen Cup, CNN. Mary Catherine Han. Never heard of her. Anyway, I don't know the other names. I never heard of them. I don't know. Mona Charon, Sarah Rumpf, Brooke Rogers, National Review, all apparatchiks of the Republican Party. Mary Chastain, Breitbart. They all want him fired, even though he hasn't been proven guilty in a court of law. Can you believe this? When we reach a point in America when women are calling for the firing of a man before a trial, what does that tell you about these female media members? They're like acting like the Salem witch trial. Of course, Mad Gun Kelly didn't sign on to it. She's too smart for that. She's too big for them. Mad Gun Kelly wouldn't have signed on with them because it would reduce her to their level. She'll save her ammunition for her own show, Mad Gun. She's warming up in the back room now, tapping the high heel. So, I mean, the main question is, should Trump fire his campaign manager or should the reporter be arrested? That's the main question. And people are not letting this one go. So we're losing the picture that we should be focused on, which is worldwide terrorism. ISIS is growing like the cancer it is, and we're doing nothing about it because of the chorus boys and the chorus girls in the media. I blame them. They're the reason America's dying. They're the reason we're losing the war against ISIS. They're the reason a criminal regime like this in the Obama administration can get away with virtual murder and never be called on it. It's the media. It's always been the media. So let's take some calls. Let's relax. Let's have another cup of tea. David on KSFO Online. I have a huge online audience. I'm the number one show in online streaming radio. And strangely enough, most of the people, they go to many different online apertures for it. But the biggest number go to KSFO. Would you believe that? I guess they have the best stream. David on line one on that stream. What's on your mind today, sir?
Hey, Doc, I just wanted to call in and tell you, you know, I've been in executive protection, and I've done it overseas, and I've done it stateside for the past 15 years. Prior to that, I was military. And what people don't understand is, or either they do, or I don't know what's going on here, but that, Mr. Trump, is, I mean, he's so important right now, and for somebody to break that bubble, she's lucky she didn't get taken down in front of everybody and hauled off. You know, I mean, if I was working...
All right, so, David, you're in executive protection. If a person, woman or man, crosses the Secret Service line and you're the next barrier, let's say a personal executive protector, what would you have done?
She would have been on the floor. She would have been
on the floor. And you easily could have done it just by grabbing her forearm and throwing her down, right?
Yes, sir.
Right, you're trained to use your hand like a weapon. Now, Corey Lewandowski is a big guy. He's a strong guy. He's an athletic guy. He's a former New Hampshire state trooper. I don't think many people know that. He did what he's supposed to do. He did what he's trained to do, which is to protect his candidate. That's how I see that.
That is correct. And you know what's crazy about all of that is that, you know, I've been in Iraq for numerous years doing executive protection, and that's the most dangerous place in the world. And you know what is harder here in the United States to protect somebody rather than over there? Because you have to put up with all this BS with the media, and they got an eye on
it. I hear you, my friend. And what this little girl is doing by doing this to America, making it about her, is putting all of our candidates at risk, and that goes across party lines. This means now that, let's say a terrorist, God forbid, wants to harm a Democrat candidate, they could make believe they're a smiley, innocent little American reporter with a gun pen. Am I right? And go close to any of the Democrats and hurt them?
That is so correct, because what they're doing is they're making us scared to do our job, you know, because any little thing we do, then, you know, we get pounced on by the media. And I have so much respect for Mr. Trump for backing Corey on this, because nobody would do, I don't know one, you know, and I protected the guy with ears in the White House, and that's the worst one to protect, let me tell you. And I've protected a lot of other ones. And Mr. Trump, I have so much respect for him to come on TV and not fire him.
That's what I'm trying to say. They were screaming for him to fire Lewandowski before a trial, and he said, I'm not going to ruin his life. They went to Ted Cruz, and that slimy Cruz said, of course I'd fire him. That's before a trial. That shows the character of the two men right there.
You're so right, Doc. And let me tell you what. We, in executive protection, anybody will tell you this, you know, we have, for a guy, for me to protect a guy like Mr. Trump, and for him to have our backs like that, I would give my life for that man. I'll tell you that.
Okay. See, now you know what leadership is. I mean, the audience now should know what it means to be the leader of warriors. Warriors need a leader that they'd be willing to die for. And when you have a leader who shows in advance they'll throw you overboard, as we've seen with the Cuban-Canadian, you understand why people have no trust in him. He looks like a sneak, and he's showing himself to be exactly what he looks like. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate the call. This is sickening that we're talking about this garbage. It's really awful. Okay, let's take one more caller before the break. Marilyn, on line 5. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, when you had Donald Trump on your show on Monday, and the first thing you said was to congratulate him for his new grandchild, the minute he spoke, it almost broke my heart. He sounded so defeated. He sounded terrible. And it hurt me to hear him sound like it, because I think the attacks are really starting to get to him.
They're killing him by 1,000 slashes. There's no question about it. This is what the chorus boys like that guy on CNN is famous for. They're sneaks. They're anti-American pinkos from the get-go. And they're bringing down the only American candidate who could save us. That's what the pinkos in the media are doing. Thank you, Marilyn. I hope they don't wear him out. I think Corey ought to be given a medal, by the way, for doing what should have been done to protect this candidate. That's what I personally think. I know many people agree and don't agree. Maybe people in the business understand what's involved here. Look, if he really hurt her, which he didn't, if she hadn't changed the story, which she did once the videotape came out, that's another story. If she didn't have a history of making herself the center of attention, that'd be another story, but she has done this before with the NYPD, with the Occupy movement, where she claimed the NYPD beat her up. So what does it tell you about her character? It tells you that this is a woman without any scruples whatsoever, which is why Fox is calling. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's America. The only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
I'm a loyal person. I'm going to be loyal to the country. I'm going to be loyal to Wisconsin. We have to tell it like it is. It would be so easy for me to terminate this man, ruin his life, ruin his family. He's got four beautiful children in New Hampshire. Ruin his whole everything and say you're fired, okay? I fired many people, especially on The Apprentice. I stick up for people, and I don't want to ruin somebody's life.
Donald Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, charged today with simple battery. If he was your campaign manager, would you ask him to resign?
Of course. It shouldn't be.
End of story. Trump has character, doesn't throw his employee under the bus. Cruz has shown himself to be the weasel he looks like. That's it. I'm talking from a man's perspective. Who would you rather work for? A boss who says, well, look, she's been accused, or he's been accused. It doesn't look good for him or whatever, but I'm not firing him until there's an adjudication in a court of law. Or would you rather work for Ted Cruz who says, of course I'd fire him. Get rid of her right away. She's a liability to me. Throw her overboard. Just throw her overboard. He's just like all the other politicians. He looks like a weasel. I mean, this is why sometimes you go on a man's looks. You can tell a little bit about a book by its cover. Not always. I admit. I don't want to go through every detail, but sometimes you can pretty much look at a person. When you meet someone, don't you make a value judgment within a millisecond of a lot about that person? I knew a neuropsychiatrist, very famous man, and I ran into him once walking up a hill, and he looked familiar to me. We didn't know each other, but I liked him. He liked me. So I said to him, we made a decision to like each other instantaneously. He said, well, I study these things. And he said, do you know that our mind computes when we meet someone within a millisecond? Our mind makes computations as to whether to trust that person or not. I said, I didn't know that, but I would assume it. I mean, now we have survival. techniques or encodings. Let's put it to you that way. So if you look at a person, you can tell a lot about them sometimes. Not always. I understand that. You look at Hillary. You don't even have to know who she is to know what she is. You look at Bernie Sanders. You know who he is by looking at him. You look at Kasich. You could see who he is. He just came out and said he'd fire the campaign manager to another one, another reliable trust. You know? So you can make some judgments. They're not always right. Sometimes they're wrong. Some people look like heroes and they're villains. Some people look like villains and they're heroes. Some people look like thieves and they're wonderful people. I get that. But sometimes in the political world, you make flash judgments. From the get-go, Ted Cruz never appealed to me. Why do I like Trump? You have to ask yourself, do I know him? Met him once, don't know him. I like his boldness. I like his brashness. I like his independence. I like the fact that he'll do to his enemies, foreign, what he's doing to his enemies domestic. I like that he was able to take on the chorus boys and the chorus girls in the media till now. I like the fact that he stood up for himself and his ideas without caving into them and apologizing. And I felt we needed an unapologetic candidate in this vicious world in which we live. I like that he attacked China when no one would touch them for the criminal gangster regime that they have there. I like that he attacked Mexico for dumping their unwanted citizens on us when no one else would dare say it because they're all coveting their vote or the this or the that. I liked all those things about him. But I'll tell you, after today and after this, now with the abortion thing that the Democrat operative Chris Matthews just did, Chris Matthews, another one, former Democrat operative, worked for the drunk Tip O'Neill, faked himself as a journalist his whole life, a crazy man, a certifiably insane man, in my opinion. You know, when I was a local host many years ago on KSFO, I'll never forget it, I had him on as a guest. He was promoting a book. And it's a story I've told once or twice. He came in the studio, and before the mics went hot, we chatted in a very amicable manner. It was like a nice conversation. The minute the microphone went on, he started to viciously attack me, shooting his mouth off, foaming all over himself. That's Chris Matthews. The same person did that was Bill Maher. He was there, all 5'1" of them, came in with bodyguards. He was an hour late, a half an hour late. He always thought he was more important than he actually is. And he was another one, acted very nice before the mics went hot. The minute the mic went hot, he became vicious and crazy. It's a game. They think that they make points by going crazy on the microphone. Well, I don't think so. I think you make more points by trying to be rational and getting, I don't know, to the truth. And so how do you get to the truth of this situation? It's a mountain out of a molehill. Lewandowski did nothing but protect his candidate in the most minimal manner. You know, you could say, well, hey, did he jump across the floor, lose his judgment, and push the woman to the floor? No. Did he jump across the floor and body slam her? No. Did he jump across the floor and punch her to get her away from him? No. What did he do? He touched her arm. If you have an unruly child, ladies, pay attention to me. If you have an unruly child who's doing something wrong, what do you do to stop that unruly child? Don't you grab the child's forearm and pull the child away from danger? Or pull the child away from the cake that he's not supposed to be eating? Is that what you do? You grab an unruly child by the hand. What are you supposed to do if someone violates the Secret Service cordon protection, cordon sanitaire? What do you do? And you're a trained policeman, which he is, Lewandowski. You may not know that till today. I'll keep repeating until you know it. Those of you in law enforcement will understand a little bit more about his actions. He actually did his job. I think he prevented a bigger scandal. Now, if you think we've covered this sufficiently, okay, I can move on to headlines of the day. There are some. But this is such an awesome story. It has been blown so out of proportion. And yet, in some ways, it's a telling story that's valuable for all of us. So we're trying to decide, I would say, between Democrat, Republican, or between which Republican to support, frankly. There's an awful lot in this. And I must tell you, at the end of the day, this is a disaster for the Republican Party and Republican campaign. A disaster. It's an unmitigated disaster. Because here, it makes even a low-life schlump, like the communist from Brooklyn, look respectable compared to this. This is the problem. This allows Obama to get away with all of his evil doings. This allows, of course, Hillary to get away with her email scandal and the Clinton Crime Foundation. All because of a touch on an arm.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Now, we put together for you all the Democrats and others in the media who have posed as conservatives condemning Trump after the Lewandowski charges were announced. And remember, he was not found guilty, but right away, the vermin in the media jumped down the throat of this poor guy who was only doing his job. Listen to clip number one on the Savage Nation.
I think that every candidate has to be responsible for what happens in their campaign. What Donald Trump has been doing over these last months is inciting violent behavior.
If you put this together with the disparagement of Heidi Cruz, with the treatment of Megyn Kelly, with the attack on Carly Fiorina, but really, if you put this pattern together, I think it's very hard to say that the Trump campaign and Donald Trump personally doesn't have a problem with strong and assertive women.
They've gone from denial to bizarre accusations, and it's all just a farrago of lies as far as I can tell.
The reporter who brought the charge deserves a lot of credit for following through on the way she was physically manhandled.
Oh,
it
God.
Did happen, and both Corey Lewandowski and Donald Trump initially said that she made it up and that he never touched her. Those are not true statements.
Because you can see that he did grab her arm over there as he was trying to interfere from asking questions to Donald Trump. And there was a reporter from the Washington Post who backs up her version.
It's a serious charge.
So clearly there was some sort of contact.
The argument from the Trump camp is
terrorism, exactly, but it's pretty bad.
Campaign manager Corey Lewandowski never touched reporter Michelle Fields. Now their argument is, hey, the touching wasn't that bad.
Mad cow.
Guilty until you go through a process. But my campaign
Who's
manager
this?
Does not assault female
Larry
journalists. Let me just say that.
Oh, him. The Larry David lookalike. So when you get people in Breitbart agreeing with Hillary Clinton and Rachel Maddow, when you get people in the media who you thought were on your side agreeing with them, how do you make a decision going forward? Now you see how the fault lines have broken, and you got to decide which side you're on. Are you on the side of Hillary Clinton, the Weekly Standard, the National Review, the Democrat Party, MSNBC, CNN, Bernie Sanders? Is that the side you're on all of a sudden? And when I exploded this story today, because I exploded the story today, that Breitbart itself, who hired this woman, if you want to call her that, was backed by a hedge fund magnate who was also one of the biggest backers of Ted Cruz. That should help you make some decisions here. But it's not good. This is not good for the conservative story here. I'm sorry. People are disgusted with it. They're fed up with it. They're starting to think that this is a clown show. And all of these accusations about Trump and women are starting to take hold. I personally don't see it. I think he's extremely respectful of women. The man is a grandfather. That's more I can say for Anderson Cooper. Give him some credit for being a grandfather. I don't hear that coming out of Anderson's mouth. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Cooper. You're a real disgrace to the profession that you're in. But that never stopped you before because you have no shame. Anyway, I don't want to get angry because it's not going to help things if I get angry. What difference does it make? You know, when I was younger, I would blow up over the simplest things. Now that I've gotten older, I blow up over the simplest things as well. And I'm trying to control it, but I'm not old enough to control it yet. I still have anger, and I'm proud of it because my anger is my survival. The day I stop being angry is the day they're ready to throw me in the ground. I'm ready for a nursing home. You're telling me that in the world we live in, there's no reasons to get angry? I would not respectfully disagree with you. I'd say you're nuts if you don't occasionally get angry about what you see going on. This story is enough to really agitate a person. To see a guy who actually does his job. He's a stand-up guy, this Lewandowski. Former state trooper, New Hampshire. He does the job that the Secret Service didn't do. And by the way, you want to look into this a little further? Maybe the Secret Service dummy was not so dumb. Maybe he was advised by his boss not to protect Trump and to let something like this happen. How do you know that's not true? How do you know that's not true? How do you know that? How can you say for sure that the Secret Service agent who failed at his job and caused Lewandowski to intervene was not told to stand down by the person he reports to? Listen, Trump is the greatest threat to the political world order you've ever seen in your life. That should be reason enough for you to vote for him. But now all of a sudden we see people like the Weekly Standard, the National Review, and Breitbart News taking the side of Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Isn't that amazing? That you wake up and see these fault lines break down and you have to now navigate your way through all of this? I'm not the kind of guy who's going to dump someone I supported just because it's convenient for me to do so. There are many in this business who are standing on the sidelines. They're sitting on the fence like Humpty Dumpty, waiting to see which one of the candidates wins. And they say, well, oh, I didn't, endorse anyone. I didn't support anyone because I'm so above it. And I don't think that's the reason. It's because it's safer to do that. Alexandra, WFTL, your opinion. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. Yes, I just wanted to say I appreciate you and thank you for sticking by Trump's guns throughout all the craziness and circus that's been going on lately. I really appreciate that. As a Florida, I'm Florida native here. I voted for him when I had the opportunity to do so about a month or so ago. And I've stuck by his guns. I like to view myself as an assertive woman, and I have never felt insulted by anything that he has said. If anything, I felt more insulted by Hillary Clinton than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to say thank you very much for sticking next to him.
Well, this whole thing was started by Ted Cruz with the nude photo thing. Let's not forget how this originated. Ted Cruz did the dirty trick thing with the early, exposed pictures of Trump's wife, right, when she was a single woman. Isn't that what started the ball rolling? And Trump, as a real man, stood up for his wife, in plain English. And so he went after the other guy's wife, the Goldman Sachs lady. So that's how this started, but now it's out of control. But what you learn today is new, that there's a hedge fund magnate who backs Cruz, is also an investor in the very same Breitbart News network that hired this woman who has caused all of this hullabaloo. KSFO, Al, your opinion counts. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi there. I've got 3 points. I'm going to make them real quick because we're getting close to the hour. First point is I have experience in executive protection training down in Colombia. So with that as a background, nobody's talking about this, but Trump and his son and his family have outstanding death threats levied against them. One of your competitors, who happens to follow you on KSFO, said, well, I've had death threats, too. Well, look, it's different. And so with that as a context, I don't know what the hell the Secret Service dude was doing. Just looking gates off the horizon. I don't know. But that woman, that person, and I don't care if she's a woman or a man, that person was lucky, in my book, to have not been dumped on the floor, face down, broken nose on the deck. Period.
Well, I understand what you're saying. Now, you say you worked in Columbia, has to be one of the toughest neighborhoods in the world.
Well, we,
did you work with the DEA?
No, it was affiliated with the DEA. We did executive training and training programs for private companies, as well as the national police.
And you know, a lot of people in the media hire bodyguards to make themselves seem important. I think Glenn Beck has three or four former Navy SEALs. He thinks he's so important, but does that really make him smarter? What does he really need bodyguards for? He's just stupid. I didn't know that stupidity was a crime that was punishable in any manner. When did a clown ever need a bodyguard except in this day and age?
Well, you need bodyguards, and unfortunately, the guys that you're talking about are my brothers in naval special warfare.
I don't condemn them for taking the salary from that clown, but what I'm saying is a lot of people in the media have bodyguards in order to make themselves seem important. It's called self-aggrandizement.
Sure, and they have.
But they're not presidential candidates. They have absolutely no effect on the world's politics. They only think they do. While what you said at the beginning is relevant to this discussion, Donald Trump has received numerous death threats. He and his entire family are under around-the-clock bodyguards because of it. And how would they know who she is? In your experience, haven't you seen perfectly innocent-looking women turn out to be women sent by the cartels to kill somebody?
Yes. In fact, if you want it done up close and personal in today's world, you send a woman.
Mm. And is it? I mean, let's go down the line here for the average person who doesn't know as much as you do. Isn't it true that there are weapons that look like pens?
Well, you can use a pen as a weapon.
Well, that I'm aware of. But let's put that aside. She broke through the Secret Service cordon. How did she do that? Why did the Secret Service guy not do his job, in your opinion? Was he just asleep or slow or what?
Well, my opinion is that he's part of the Justice Department and does not want to have a change in their world by changing administration.
By changing the administration. So you think he purposely didn't do his job of protecting Donald Trump?
I've seen the films on the internet. The guy was standing there with a glazed over, almost drugged expression on his face.
No, perfect government employee.
Of course.
He poses no threat. No, but something was wrong with the picture. So Lewandowski, a former state trooper from New Hampshire, jumps in the fray, protects his guy. He did it in the most mild manner. I mean, he didn't actually hurt her. He just basically brushed her aside. Isn't that what you see?
That's what I saw. He put his hand on her. It didn't even look like he had a grip of any sort. I mean, if I was to replace that guy and had done exactly what he had done, there she would have had bruises on her arm. So let's see the pictures, girlie. Let's see your bruises from the.
Well, she showed them. There are black and blue marks on her forearm.
Yes, really. Well, she got off easy because she'd have a broken nose and she'd be in the hospital if I was there.
Are you looking for a job?
No.
I didn't think so. it is a laughing matter. If we look at this years from now, it'll all be a laughing matter in some way, but in the fray of it all, it's really not a laughing matter because this is the only man who could change things in this country. The rest of them are going to, it's going to be the same old story all over again with Cruz. And secondly, Cruz cannot beat Hillary. End of story. He is absolutely incapable of it. He does not have the charisma, period. I don't care how smart he is. I don't care how many Harvard degrees he has. He does not have the charisma to beat Hillary Clinton. Do you agree with that, man to man?
Yeah. My concern is the rule of law. And this guy is an attorney from Harvard, and he's already thrown the protection detail under the bus, or the campaign manager under the bus, without due process. Give me a break. And then he stands back on another matter and says, oh, well, it was a PAC that put your former wife, your wife's former modeling picture out on the internet. Well, I don't want to have to use salty naval language here, but my God, Ted, you aren't in control of your message and your brand in this campaign, and you're going to
When can I take you and your Navy brothers with a few of my friends out to a drink in the San Francisco area?
Sure, let's set it up. Just tell me how to do it.
Stay on the line. Robert will get your email. I know some people who are in your line of work who I've had some drinks with who would really love to meet you. What fun we'll have. See, I just made a new friend, the first one in 25 years. Joking. I think what we have to do the minute I come back is play for you Ted Cruz's statement that he'd fire Lewandowski in a second if he worked for him, because any man or woman listening to the show who has a boss like this would not want that boss to be president. And then compare that with Donald Trump saying, I'm not going to destroy his career. There's not been a trial. He's not guilty yet. You decide who you'd rather have for a boss. Someone who throws you under the bus for political gain, like Cruz, or someone who stands by his employee like Trump. It's really that clear. If you're a worker, make that decision. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. Well, here are the stories I haven't gotten to. Latest poll, most Americans support torture against terror suspects. They agree with Donald Trump, by the way. Okay? They don't agree with the chorus boys in the media who are afraid of everything. Obama shortens prison sentences for 61 drug offenders, including drug dealers. Next headline, FDA approves Zika blood test. A lot of good that's going to do you. Netflix and Twitter execs donate to Black Lives Matter activist mayoral campaign. I think I'm going to drop my Twitter account. I'm not going to support them anymore. Here's another one for all of you lily-livered liberals, LLL. A floor plan and photos of the Belgian prime minister's office were found on a Brussels Muslim terror suspect's laptop. Did the police violate the Muslim suspect's rights by looking at his laptop without a court order? This is insanity. But that's the world we're living in. You know, every night I try to watch another segment of this TV show called Vikings. And I look at these incredible stories about the Vikings, what they were like. These remarkable men that could kill a bear with a tool. And then jump into a lake of ice before they went back to their father to prove they were a man. That was their confirmation ceremony. They went out into the woods alone. And they had to kill a bear and bring back a bear coat after living in the forest alone. And I look at Scandinavia today, overrun by radical Islam, radical Muslims raping their women with impunity on New Year's Eve. Where are the men of Scandinavia? I ask myself. How does a society devolve like this? I ask myself. And then I look around today and I see how our society devolves like this. It's happening right in front of my eyes. When I see a fake reporter with a front from a front group setting up the only campaign who still has Viking blood in him in order to bring him down so that America can go down with the ship. Thank you for listening.